This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I believe the Rangers player show is going to get moved to 5:20. Still looking to confirm on the who. Okay, I believe we have the win. So stick around for that here on your home of the Rangers. Winners of four in a row. Looking for five tonight against the Angels. Pre-game's coming up at 8 o'clock. Okay, it's time now for the NFL news of the day. And here's your guy, Wolchuk.
Well, congratulations to former Cowboy Tyron Smith, who tied the knot with his wife, Holly, on Sunday. Lyle Collins and Cam Irving, his former teammates along the offensive line, were listed as groomsmen. Dak Prescott was in attendance as well, along with, I believe, some other former Cowboys.
Do you have a wingtip boot on? Wingtip boot on?
I actually, Dak or Tyron?
Dak.
Dak, I don't see a picture of the shoes that he was wearing.
I was just making a joke there.
The wingtip?
Wingtip boot. Boot. That'd being be nice. A walking boot.
Yeah. Well, we know he wasn't.
Stylish boot, yeah.
But maybe, you know, maybe he was still dealing with that ankle.
Get all bedazzled.
Yeah.
Have somebody sign the side of it. Man, sign my cast.
He's got all kinds of drawings on there and everything.
I'm telling you what, man, I could
keep this forever.
I could use the boot on those fishing boats. Now I think about it, when him talking about fishing, I'm like, standing up all day is not fun. Fishing.
With all the bunion issues that you were dealing with, too?
His thing's a lot where he's snapped his pretty good.
I don't know, man. That bunion pain sounds awful.
It's terrible.
And the gout?
Both, yes.
You had both together?
Yeah.
You might as well just rip my foot off.
Yeah, it hurts.
I'm good on that.
It hurts.
It is a toxic Tuesday. I always look forward to LA Live on this day at 5:40. But we did get some drama that apparently is going down with Zach Wilson.
Is his fiance on something again?
Well, it's his ex-girlfriend, Abby Guile. Now, Abby Guile is the one that accused Zach Wilson of sleeping with his best friend's mom. That's how, like, the MILF Hunter stuff all started with Zach Wilson. Well, now his ex-girlfriend, Abby, is engaged to his former roommate and Commanders wide receiver, Dax Milne.
Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Quite a community he has.
Yeah, he does. I mean, this is one where it's like, all right, bye-bye, Zach. I'm going to unleash your dirty laundry here that you've been sleeping with your best friend's mom, which I don't think a lot of people are really like, oh, got him there.
Yeah.
Like, kudos to you, bro.
Something going on at BYU.
Yeah, something in the water.
I've heard
that's
about
that's the soaking school, right?
It is the soaking.
Yeah, something going on
something's
at BYU.
It's the soaking.
Yeah.
Well,
bring them old, bring them young.
I guess the roomie decided, bring him young. The roomie decided I'm going to cash in here.
Wow.
What, Lucius?
I've never heard that before, man.
Bring him old, bring him young? You never heard
you
that
You got to prepare somebody for that.
You really don't like BYU, too. You had a bad experience in Provo.
I got my ass kicked in Provo.
Yeah. And you said those people are mean.
No, they're nice.
I thought they were making fun of you and trolling you.
No, they're nice to you. They're like, hey, thanks for coming. Thanks for, have a safe trip
But
home.
It's almost like,
they beat you by 30-something points, and then they tell you, like,
they're trolling
you. Have a safe trip home.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. I swear it was.
Thanks for soaking.
It's a beautiful place, by the way. Provo, Utah is a
I'm sure it
beautiful
is.
Place.
Driving through there.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Is it beautiful?
Now, we played some audio of Joe Burrow yesterday on the Pardon My Take podcast, but I liked this. They asked him about an 18-game schedule. How would he like to go about it? I think our guy has nailed it.
I'm all for it. I won't play 16 of the games.
Well, here is... and for Joe Burrow, he's kind of trending in that direction. Here's how he would like to the 18-game schedule to go.
What do you think the perfect football schedule is in terms of weeks and bye weeks?
How many games are we playing?
You tell me.
18.
18, got to have 2 bye weeks.
I like
that. And I think it'd be cool to do a normal bye week schedule that it is now. Like, have it spread out. But then, like, week 13, do, like, the Pro Bowl break. Where you're doing, like, the 7-on-7 and all the skills challenges like the NBA does. Because I think that would get more ratings for the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
And then it would also give everybody that bye week going into, like, the last 6 games of the year.
My big idea is, especially now with the expanded college football playoff, you do the week before Christmas, no NFL, college football playoffs, give everyone a break to go do their shopping.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, and then you get everyone reset. The whole league is on a level playing field for the
stretch. Yeah, and then you have guys that are injured that would be able to potentially come back, and you want your best players out there as a league. You want them in the last 6 weeks of the season, you want your best players on the field. So I think that would be a smart idea.
I think we fix football. And then you get the President's Day Monday after the Super Bowl off.
Is that what that would be? That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
When would that Super Bowl then fall? Because that would be a challenge, but that would be perfect.
Perfect.
I never noticed it, but just listen to that audio right there. Joe Burrow has like a comic book convention lisp to him, doesn't he? Like there's something super nerdy about the way he talks.
He does have a little bit, yes. Yeah. I think that actually has been documented that he did well with the lisp. Think so.
Yeah.
All the skills challenges like the NBA does, because I think that would get more ratings.
He's talking to you about his favorite comic book characters or his video game guys. Yeah, you got to roll the dice, man.
Well, that was more of a Superman Volume 6, you know? But I do like what he's saying with this. When it comes to, like, obviously...
He's got takes, too.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort there.
You go 18 games, it is perfect, because now it pushes the Super Bowl back a week, and now you've got the built-in Monday off for everybody that gets off of President's Day. I know some people have to work, and you're like, damn it, that doesn't help me, and I apologize.
We got to talk about the Super Bowl.
But for other people, we'll have President's Day off, and week 13, you're falling right after the week after Thanksgiving. So I think he's onto something here, especially being able to get everybody a neutral week off and then the home stretch of the postseason race here the last 6 weeks of the season. You've got that built-in bye. You have the Pro Bowl game that nobody really gives a damn about anyway now. There's no point in having it, but we're still going to be able to have that weekend.
There's going to be half the league that their record is horrible and they don't want that week off. They just want to get it over with. They're like, please don't make me have to go any further. And I'm just saying there are going to be teams that absolutely need that week. And it makes a lot of sense. Trust me. I've been a part of these teams that are 5-11 or whatever.
Sure.
And you just want the season to be over with. And if you're having to wait around, it sucks.
And there probably will be a handful of teams like that. But
there will be.
I do think with the extended playoffs now, like with the 7 wild, like teams are longer.
It's very beneficial. I'm just telling you, there's going to be a certain...
But yeah, for New England this year, they're like, why do we need this week?
All those teams picking in the top 10 are going to want this thing to be over now. Let's play this string out and go home.
Just keep playing.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
They do. You don't care. You just don't care anymore.
But I do think for the sport, that's a good idea. If they want to go to the 18-game schedule, I do think you need the 2 bye weeks. I think that's going to help the players, and that'll probably help the buy-in there. We'll go ahead, and you want us to play 2 more games, that's fine. But we need an extra week off during the season.
So you're adding 2 weeks. You're getting into, like, February 20th for your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get that Monday off finally for, President's Day or whatever.
How about one less week between the Super Bowl? Now we got the 2-week schedule, from the conference championship game to the Super Bowl is 2 weeks, but they'll fight that. They want the buildup and all that stuff that. But I'd be just fine going from the conference championship game on Sunday and then playing the Super Bowl the following Sunday. That does it for me. I'd be happy with that.
And eventually we're going to get that. We're going to get together the 18-game schedule, and it'll be interesting to see exactly what they do. But I like the idea there from Joe Burrow. Now, we got a name change. Josh Allen, not the quarterback.
Allen.
Oh, is this Jacksonville?
Yes. The Jags 2-time Pro Bowl defensive end is changing his last name to Hines Allen. Hines-Allen to pay tribute to Joshua's maternal side of the family and the other relatives who have worn Hines and Hines-Allen on their jerseys. So Hines-Allen's sister is Myesha Hines-Allen, who plays for the WNBA's Washington Mystics. He's also got sisters that are playing in college right now. And his uncle was drafted by the Golden State Warriors in 1983, had a Hall of Fame career at Hampton University, had another uncle, Keith Hines, who played basketball at Mount Clair State. So he does have quite an athletic,
athletic history here. My God.
So he's going to go Hines Allen on the back. So it'll be Josh Hines Allen, which will help the confusion of Josh Allen, the quarterback. And now it's Josh Hines Allen, the defensive end.
Yes.
Good.
Ha. For sure.
I like what he's doing here. Yeah. He's helping everybody while paying homage to the family. I think that's beautiful what he's doing there.
And speaking of names, it has been confirmed. Jonathan Ornelas, 520, Rangers player.
Let's go. We'll check out the basement.
Yeah, be excited about
Let's go. Let's party with Jonathan. Did you see Brett's in the news again?
Of course he is.
Your old quarterback there.
Yes. He's always in the news.
Saberhagen.
Yeah. Well, Favre is looking to revive the defamation suit versus Shannon Sharp. So lawyers for the retired NFL quarterback asked a federal appeals court Tuesday to revive a defamation lawsuit that Favre filed against fellow Pro Football Hall of Fame member Shannon Sharp amid the backdrop of a Mississippi welfare scandal. That is one of the state's largest public corruption cases. Federal judge in Mississippi threw out the lawsuit in October, saying Sharp used constitutionally. This is a tough word to say, but they threw it out. I think they're going to throw it out again. I mean, I don't know what Brett's doing here. Like, why do you keep fighting this, man? You were found guilty.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, maybe he should run for office with his ability to take him being the subject of a scandal and somehow twist that into him being the victim.
It's really bizarre.
Hey, can I circle back real quick? I couldn't remember these guys' names.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City had the Jalen Williams.
Yep.
There's one from Santa Clara and one from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Cooperstein was doing the games.
Yeah.
And he had to say the college each time.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas Jalen Williams passes the ball to Santa Clara Jalen. And he did it every single time.
And he never got him confused.
It's professional.
I mean, but I was like listening and I kept, can you imagine having to describe that? Like, you got two players in the court with the same last name.
Yep.
And you have to distinguish between the two by their schools. There's no way I could have done that.
Constitutionally.
What makes Chuck one of the greats?
Yeah.
I think I said it.
Constitutionally?
Constitutionally.
You had trouble with that word?
I was having trouble with
it. I thought the word that you were conjugating was constituent.
That's what I was like. Constituently. I still can't say
constituently?
That.
Constituently? That's a tough one.
Is that a word?
I've never heard that.
Right? I don't know. But maybe it was constitutionally. That's easier to say.
Constitutionally means that you're right.
I might have been like adding letters. Sometimes it's tough, and you're right, 682. It could be a hangover from that hot sauce. That stuff is no joke. Now, the NFL, this is going to help them pay for this, the fine that they've got here with the Sunday ticket.
Oh.
They earned $13 billion in national revenue in 2023. Each team got $400 million-plus from the NFL.
Give it back!
So some teams' payouts totaled as much as $425 million.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's going to go immediately back to the Sunday ticket lawsuit.
We're rich. We're rich. Woo! Oh, we're poor again.
Look at us making all of this money. This is amazing. So and then, so much.
They're just going to withhold this year's earnings then, right?
They might as well. Yeah. Just write the check back, and now you're covered.
How about that, Dawson? You have to give back $425
million? $425
million.
I'm out.
You're just going to say I'm not paying it?
Yeah.
I'm keeping that money. Bleep you. Screw those bars and restaurants. Who the hell are these people?
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's a crazy amount. And then finally,
if you wouldn't have talked me into that thing you did, I would probably get $5,000, you bum.
What was the thing he did?
He talked me into something.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to tell the judge.
Yeah. Your Honor, constituently, I want to. I waive my rights.
I did not have anything to do with this.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, rumored to be the favorite for the Super Bowl halftime that will be taking place in New Orleans.
Why can't we?
I like this addition of Miley buying herself flowers and stuff.
You in on this?
Yeah.
Wrecking Ball.
No, that was the bottom. Okay.
You didn't like the Wrecking Ball?
That was bad. No.
More of a Party in the USA guy?
Not really. No.
We Can't Stop?
I like this kind of poppy, kind of country.
Why can't we get Miley. Kelsey's gal to do this?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd love Taylor Swift to do it.
Why not? What are we doing here?
I think we got over-tailored last year.
I think we got over-tailored. Yeah. I don't think that's going to stop.
Taylor made.
Keep the Taylor going. Yeah. It's going to be a Taylor party this year, too.
You don't think that if they asked her, she wouldn't do it?
I don't think that she has the ability to do it right now. I think her schedule's jam-packed.
Oh, really?
She's just going around the world collecting massive bags in every big city.
She flew in from Tokyo for the Super Bowl.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Yes, but I guess to do like a full-on concert, there's more prep that goes into that.
Isn't it weird how she's just so much more? It's like there should be a lot of pop singers spread out because neither of them are that talented. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly can't vouch for that. I couldn't tell you Taylor Swift.
They all
Swift
sound
song.
About the same.
I couldn't tell you a song.
A lot of music does sound about the same.
But that's
days.
My choice. That's just my choice.
I do like a lot of Taylor Swift's music.
Right. But if she was making truly great, iconic songs, we would know about them.
Yeah.
They would be
why is she so popular then?
Art,
like, why is she so popular?
I don't know.
The Swifties, man. She just built an army.
We're about to get crushed by
went
the Swifties.
Viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a cult.
You guys are really staying your lane over there, okay?
I honestly couldn't tell you a song.
No.
And I know. And I could see over your shoulder, Carter is losing his mind.
Carter went to Taylor Swift's concert.
He wears like gear. He's got like Taylor Swift gear.
No, he wears. Shed tears for Taylor Swift, did Carter Freeman.
Carter, someday tell me what the deal is with all this because I don't understand.
Yeah, I was always more of a Britney Spears guy myself, but that got ugly. Okay, sports hodgepodge coming up at 3:40. Little C note next. Cowboys news of the evening is coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Little C-note here, Cowboys news of the evening. Have a couple of Dak cuts. He was talking as he's hosting a youth football camp. Segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open for you at 877-881-1053. Going into 2024 here, just a couple of weeks from camp. Where's your optimism level with Dak as a top quarterback? And where's your confidence level that a deal gets done? 877-881-1053. Go ahead and text in. Of course, you probably won't do the 6 o'clock sound off because Woolchuck's here. He always gets mad at the callers and rants.
You know what? I will say
the door. Yeah.
The last time was better. So if we need to do a 6 o'clock sound off this week, okay. As long as they're bringing the passion and the energy, I'm okay with it. But I'll let them know when they are just doing a crap job.
For now, just the thoughts here via the text line. And please leave your name and city you're texting from. First cut here on where negotiations stand. Here's your quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I mean, there's been conversations back and forth, but for the most part, for me, as y'all know, I've been letting my agent do that, especially as we get right here into training camp. Day one of training camp, my mind flips to just absolutely helping my team and just doing everything I can within the organization and on the football field to make sure that I'm my best and everyone around me is their best, and the money and all that will take care of itself as it always has.
You know, I have so many thoughts and angles you could take this. I think that's great leadership, though. I think that's what a veteran understands by the time he's 30 and he's gone through this a couple of times is that, you know, these things play out over a long period of time. And you can, you know, put yourself in a bad mental spot going into a season if you're, you know, focused on the money, because it can get frustrating dealing with, you know, billionaires who are not only good at negotiating, but they enjoy it. Like this is the game to them. So if you're squirming or anything, you're kind of playing into their hands. Plus the maturity and the experience at this point, I think maybe some of his teammates could take note of that, you know, and kind of chill.
I think
CD,
the contract negotiations will affect CD more than will affect Dak.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's clear.
I think Dak has gotten really good at taking things that are difficult in his life and just putting them aside.
Yeah.
And he will never, now maybe inside he's, you know, it bothers him, but you would never, ever know it.
He's got that CEO grace about him, you know, like this, business management.
Yeah. The longer this goes for CeeDee Lamb, the harder it is going to be for him.
And you know what? It's fair. Because Dak's been there, done that, right? CeeDee's trying to look for his first payday.
Yeah.
And Dak's also bet on himself, and he's won.
His whole life.
Yes, absolutely. But he's won financially in the NFL. And he knows, hey, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to perform. I was just runner-up for MVP and Cowboy fans and for the Cowboys. Yep. If we don't get it done, which, hey, we'll believe it when we see it. That's kind of where we're at right now as a fan base. But some other team's going
to
pay me.
Yeah, grew up a lot from like 24 to 31. There's a lot to be said for that. And then, you know, CeeDee's next check changes his whole outlook on life.
No doubt.
Dak's already there. Like, right. Your next checks don't make you able to now go get a house. You've been able to do that now for 4 years. You could get a house in every country in the world, you know, where CD's waiting to enter that world. And I could definitely see getting a little impatient.
Yeah, to me, that's Dak is built for this. I don't know if CD is built for the holdout. Because how emotionally he can get.
Well, I think he is built for the holdout because of that emotional factor. You know,
well, I think if the Cowboys, the harder the negotiations to me is going to be Dak, because the Cowboys have gone through this one already. CD is going to find a way to, like, why can't we get this done?
Let's get it over with.
He is going to be a pain in the ass for his agent because it's going to be the longer it goes, the more he's going to be.
Yeah.
Whereas Dak, we just said it earlier in the show, Dak wakes up every day, turns on TV, and they're talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's built for this.
Yeah, you got a quarterback that there is zero risk of him missing any training camp. You know he's going to be there.
Sure.
Which is a beautiful thing to have. CD, yeah, he's probably going to try and not be there, and he's going to wait until that thing gets done. I do think that CD's gets done at camp.
Dak will always do things to get the fan base to back him. He will find a way to make it look like, well, hey, it's not me.
Yeah,
it's not me. It's that group. Steven Jones, Adam Pacifica, Todd Williams, Jerry Jones, all those guys over there. That's who you need to be mad at. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at them.
I got CeeDee's back. I would just like it if he had his team's back, like in the playoffs, like during the first and second series when he's already jammed up and it's taking him out of his game.
That upset you.
I need better focus, you know, from my best player. But, I mean, he's so dang good. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm not messing around with that at all. No. And I'm kind of thinking, guys, we don't want that CeeDee, okay? If we spend a year with CeeDee jammed up because we haven't paid him and he's not able to play at the highest level, we have to look at that as well as a part of our return on investment. Here's more a Dak Prescott. He kind of cleared the air on why he was photographed in that walking boot as he was getting around on vacation. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm great. Honestly, I'm getting older. It's the same ankle, right, that I snapped and had a nasty surgery on 4 years ago. So, yeah, a couple of hard days of training, and, you know, you get a little sore, and then you're going on a fishing trip, and you want to protect it and make sure that things don't get worse. So, literally, it's absolutely nothing. That's why I said people are reaching, trying to make things that they aren't. I'm getting older, have to take care of my body, have to be smart, and if I can take precautions and lessening something by putting on a boot, I'm going to do it. And so, sorry that it caused such a whirlwind.
I've never heard him sound so Cajun. Maybe you guys have heard that all along, but when he was like, go, so.
You're picking up on, like, the dialects today.
I'm listening a little differently, I think.
Yeah.
Does he sound Louisiana to you?
It's funny because the people down in South Louisiana sound a lot more Cajun than the people from North Louisiana.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, some of the words, the dialect, yeah, you got it.
You can get that a little bit.
A little bit.
Assuming a deal would get done here, where do you get optimism that this next contract can be different than his first two? What would need to happen?
It's not
going to be. Are you going in with full cynicism right now?
Oh, no. He's going to get, if they sign the contract, it's going to be damn close to what he wants, you know.
Yeah.
He's not going to lose on this one. He's got every bit of leverage that he can, you know, that you can have. He's got a no trade, you know. He's got no franchise tags hanging over his head. Nah, he's actually sitting pretty right now. And he also, in the back of his mind, he goes, these guys have buckled on contracts before. They buckled on players. I mean, This is not a very advantageous situation for the front office here of the Dallas Cowboys. They're negotiating with a little bit of a hand tied behind their back. So I don't think there's going to be any kind of deal or anything like that. So, you know, he's either going to get what he wants here, or he's going to get what he wants from another organization.
If you're the front office, I mean, it's pretty much like, hey, Dak's winning regardless. Dak's going to get paid with the Cowboys, or he's going to get paid from another team. 100%, I agree with that. Yeah. From the Cowboys, maybe they are kind of looking at it like the fan base is. And it's, man, we love you. You're a really good regular season quarterback. And I know it's a team sport, and it's hard to lump all of the postseason failures on the quarterback, but that's what we do in the National Football League. Wins and losses in the playoffs have become a quarterback stat. That's the bottom line. And Dak's record isn't good. And the performances in the last three losses have been really, really bad.
Sure.
So until that changes, why should we pay you like the highest paid player in the NFL?
The only advantage Dallas could have is if in somehow that Trey Lance looks like this summer that he could be the starting quarterback in 2025.
Get you a little leverage like that.
That's Dallas's leverage right there, because what's going to happen is they're going to try to get ahead of the quarterback game by going out and getting Trey Lance.
Yeah.
But if Trey Lance goes out there and pees down his leg and he doesn't look any good, then all bets are off. I mean, Dak is betting that their desperation, they'll be desperate.
I've never seen this team go away from any sort of proven above average, you know? So I expect him to do a new deal with Dak and Mike McCarthy. I think it's, you know, part of a winning formula, and Jerry wouldn't want to risk not having a quarterback as he, you know, is moving well into his 80s.
Well, there's some other thing, an advantage that the Cowboys have, and that is the willingness of teams, other teams, to give up on their quarterbacks. Mm. There used to be a time and place 20 years ago where quarterbacks didn't move, but now they move. Like, Hall of Fame quarterbacks move from organization to organization. So the one advantage that the Cowboys have is, like, if we strike out on Dak and Lance, that we could go and get a Kirk Cousins somewhere. You know, we could go get a Baker Mayfield, or we could find another guy.
At a pretty significant discount compared to what the top of the market is.
Yeah.
6'8", CD is good, not great, so why pay great money? I think he is great.
I think he's great, too.
The games that he put together last year were just unbelievable.
I think he's great. I think you're wrong about that.
4'6", 9", what planet are you living on, Brian? The fan base doesn't want Dak here. I think there are a lot of fans. I don't know what the percentage is. I think it's higher than ever, but there are still so many millions of people that believe in Dak Prescott, and that millions of people is going to do tons of business for the Cowboys.
This is so funny when people say that, but because I every day you could say something about Dak and somebody is going to say you're full of S.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. One way or another, whatever you say about Dak Prescott, you're going to have the other side. So, sir or ma'am, really? Yeah. You're not looking at my mentions every day, because you say something about that quarterback, you are going to piss off a certain segment of the fan base, one way or another.
Yeah. I remember the time I said I thought he was pretty dang good. Somebody came after me.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing, man? You homer, dude. Oh, you know. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Cowboys front office is in a gunfight with a butter knife as far as contract negotiation standpoint. They are not good at it. You know, I just want them to understand that the reason Kansas City can win, even though its offense was statistically worse, is they built a fantastic defense, you know, and I think if you want to win, you got to get a defense and a running game going and then lean on your quarterback to make the plays. I think Dak is good enough to do that. But I just don't think the Cowboys front office is good enough. Mike's won a Super Bowl. I think Dak took his team to number one in college without any other NFL players
without
on it.
Any other players, yep.
I mean, he's made the playoffs for you 3 years in a row. He's good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think it's the front office that's just not good enough. They don't even know what the roadmap looks like to get to a Super Bowl. They've been in this conservative cap management era like it's 15 years ago in the NFL, and you know the way to build a winner massively changed, and they're still sitting there looking at an old playbook from the front office perspective. So until a guy from that chair shows me something different, they've pivoted before. They don't pivot often, but they pivoted to this from recklessness. I mean, Jerry was reckless. So Steve was like, Dad, we can't keep doing this. Yeah. We're running the organization into the ground. So they've gotten better. But the ceiling on this approach is like an 8 out of 10. Mm-hmm. That's why they keep getting their ass kicked in the playoffs. Okay, when we come back, G-Bag Nation, it's time now for Woolchuck Sports Hodgepodge. What do you have in mind, buddy?
Yeah, Joey Jaws is a man of his word. LeBron and an AI Bucky song that you've got to hear. That's next in the Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll talk about what made news on the Mavs with Klay Thompson's press conference earlier today down there at the AAC. Here's Zach Woolchuck.
Well, we've got news on the All-Star game. Rafael Devers is going to skip the All-Star game due to lingering shoulder soreness, according to Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager. Now, what position does Rafael Devers play? Third base. Can we get a Josh Smith replacement in the All-Star game? I know Oriole fans are like, get Jordan Westberg in there. But no. Josh Smith, come on, MLB. Do the right thing. Put him in the All-Star game at his home stadium at Globe Life Field.
Save on the travel expenses.
Let's make it happen. Absolutely. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. I talked about this yesterday, and I know KMC asked us during the crosstalk how many boneless wings could you eat in 38 minutes.
By the way, there's nothing better than seeing French soccer fans in distress right now.
Well, I mean, we're in the 87th minute.
They keep showing them they are in distress right now.
I mean, they finally scored a goal in regulation.
Yeah, how about
that?
But
they might lose the game.
Yep, there we go.
They need an England-like miracle.
Hmm.
England's been very fortunate with some late goals here in this Euro. See if France can make it happen. Joey Jaws did it. The man of the people made it happen. He went to Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday, and he accomplished the 200 boneless wings challenge they put out there. So they will be extending their all-you-can-eat Monday and Wednesday deals to the 14th of August. He put down 200 wings in 38 minutes. Congratulations to Joey Jaws, one of the greatest eaters in the history of the world, and, of course, our American champion. A shame we didn't get to see him fight for the mustard belt, but he did do us a good deed. 200 wings in 38 minutes. Lucius, I know you're going to be partying with some Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Buffalo Wild Wings, but I can't eat that much. I like to savor my food and enjoy it, watch it, you know?
So in 38 minutes, like how many do you think you'd do? 10?
I can probably get like 15 down.
15?
Yeah.
With no beer.
No beer.
With no beer.
Are you just not even trying?
Nah.
It's like,
he wants to savor and enjoy.
I'm dipping every one of them and everything, man. Yeah.
By the way, are you caught up with House of the Dragon?
Yeah. Ooh.
I heard that was tremendous last night.
Oh, my goodness. God. Yes. This
what a fantastic show. The dragons.
We finally got, like, we need some dragons.
Yeah,
we got some dragons.
We got some dragons.
We sure did. We sure did. Now, Team USA.
And plus, those little wings to get you full, man. That's chicken. That's breast meat. That's white meat.
They're essentially like adult chicken nuggets.
I'm just saying one every minute.
I would like to see you do this.
I'll tell you what.
You're going to spend 30 seconds chewing one?
Yeah. But I think the thing about it is, though, like your Chick-fil-A, that platter thing.
Mm-hmm. Of nugs.
I can't tell you how many times I hovered over that thing and just nonstop. And so I kind of feel like it's the same thing, right?
Well, the Chick-fil-A nuggets, I think, are a little bit smaller than these boneless wings.
And I'm dipping those things in that Polynesian sauce.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a great dip. That's a great dip for the nuts.
So if you gave me the Polynesian, I'm going to pull a Lucius. I'm going to take the Polynesian sauce and put it on these Buffalo Wild Wings little things.
Yeah, mix it with mayo, Polynesian sauce and mayo together, and you make the little pink.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One a minute is possible. Absolutely.
So, okay, when we are out in Oxnard, Eric wants to do the bone-in wing deal.
Yeah.
We're going to do boneless wings for you.
Huh.
Let's just do simultaneous wing challenges.
Okay.
Let's make it happen.
I'll tell you, if I had a competitive eat, I'd do crab legs.
I know you would. And I think, honestly, crawfish, you could punish several pounds of those.
I could do a lot of crawfish.
I would love to see that. Now, LeBron, we got Team USA rocking and rolling. LeBron was talking about, this is actually interesting. He was interviewed, I think, by Dave McMinniman, your doppelganger.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell Dave that. He'd probably be insulted.
He probably would be. He's going to be in his 23rd NFL or NBA season when this new deal is done with the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know what the number 23 means to him. I mean, Jordan's number, he's now wearing the number 23. So he was like, could this be your last contract that you ever signed? You're playing with Bronny. He's going to be what, 42 years old by the time this thing gets done? Said, I can't, I'm not going to say yes, but it very likely could be the last contract that he ever signs. But Team USA voted on who is the best player. LeBron, at age 40, best player, according to his teammates.
They're scared of
him. Olympics. The quote, dude's 40 and he's the best player on the court. You think that's what it is?
They're scared of him.
They're too intimidated?
They're scared of him, yeah.
They don't want to say he's not the best player?
No, they don't want to be the one guy that gets, all of a sudden it leaks out that you voted against him. And then now it's kind of like dealing with the Swifties or the Beehives or any of those people.
The Swifties are coming after you right now.
Yeah. Are they? The Swifties?
No, they're not.
I'm sorry, man. And she seems very, she's got it together, right?
You'd probably, she's got it together. Yeah.
I mean,
she's made a lot of money.
Yeah, she's doing well. Yeah.
Doing very well for herself.
Yeah.
Good marketing.
Good producer, good marketing.
Yeah.
Well, a little in the writing, though.
Got a good team.
A little shaky there. Speaking of writing, I mean, I think all you got to do is just put it into AI right now. Lucius has played a lot of good songs that we've heard that are AI generated. Here's the latest one. Somebody put in, can I get a country music Bucky's theme song? And this is what AI came up with.
I'm running low on fuel and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Bucky's and you all. Ready, no, I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money. Ooh, these toilets so dang clean. They make me wanna get some brisket and a sweet iced tea. I'm feeling perky off this jerky. Oh, I'm feeling green. Yeah, I might just have to work here. Do you know what I mean? It's a southern thing. Ain't no place for yuppies. So bring your buddies and all your money. The road trip country, yeah, we get lucky when we see Bucky's. Whatever you need here, it's not very far, cause they got stuff for your home, it's stuff for your car. And if you're a little hungry, baby, you're the star. They got brisket, jerky, fudge, and it goes on and on.
We're doomed. We're doomed.
It's crazy.
We're doomed.
AI generated Bucky's theme song. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I just can't believe a computer did that.
It's unbelievable.
That's very clever.
Yeah. It is. Like 2-1-4, we're not going to have jobs soon.
That's exactly right.
It's true.
Thank you.
They're coming for us,
you
man.
Guys, good luck with you guys. I'm moving on.
Yeah, we're screwed. Yeah. Stephen A. Smith.
We're going to be like that planet Mandalorian that the AI and the robots just did everything for. They lived a life of leisure.
I saw, and we'll talk about the new All-Star Game foods that we're going to have at Globe Life Field when we go around the bases at 6 o'clock. But I saw Kennedy Landry, fellow LSU Tiger.
Go Tigers.
There's apparently like a robot that's making mixed drinks there at the stadium right now.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, cool.
Can they make the transfusion?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's
you
got to
figure that one out.
Yeah. I don't think they can make this transfusion quite like you.
Not like I can.
972. That's a better country music song.
I get like I get muscle spasms and it locks.
Oh, put it on broadest mode.
Stephen A. could earn $125 million in a new ESPN contract, according to a report.
Mm.
Can you believe this?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's
what the hell are we doing?
He's popular.
I mean, good for him. But
very popular.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
$125 million for Stephen A. Smith, and then finally we wrap up the hodgepodge here. Paul George was dishing on his podcast about what went down in the contract negotiations with the Clippers, but also how close was he to becoming a Warrior? How would this have changed the landscape in the Western Conference and maybe the Mavs' ability to bring in Klay Thompson? Here's PG telling us all the details.
That deal was close to being done from what I was being, you know, told on the situation. You know, they was expressing like just how much they wanted me there, how I could have fit in perfectly with Draymond, Steph,
Klay probably would have stayed.
Kuminga, like Wiggins. They didn't know how or what package was going to be there to trade for me. But
was my favorite player still going to be there?
Looney?
Yeah.
Looney was going to be there. And so it was very intriguing. And, you know, it was still an opportunity to stay close to home, stay on the West Coast. And you know, it was a win-win. Like, I think Steph is a unicorn, one-of-one player, and Joel's a unicorn, one-of-one player. So it was kind of like a good situation to be in the middle of. But ultimately, like, the deal didn't go through. I think Clippers didn't want a certain trade deal that Warriors were willing to give. And, yeah, it just didn't happen.
And I think the Clippers are also like, we don't want to trade you to the Warriors. Understandably so.
Yeah.
But that would have made the Warriors a little more interesting. You add Paul George. Now, I don't think financially they still would have been able to keep Klay. And it seems like Klay was on his way out anyway. I still think the Mavs land him. But Paul George in the West with the Warriors would have been interesting. I'm very happy to see him in the East.
Absolutely.
With the Sixers.
Yeah, you know, that. I mean, I think so much of Paul George, he's the kind of player that could revitalize. I still think they would need some adjustments to their supporting cast, get more skill in there. But, you know, that would be, you know, this is a big, big get for Philadelphia, but a big dodge bullet to get that player out of the Western Conference and back into the East where he can't threaten the Mavs. You know, like he has. I think maybe post-injury, he never reached the MVP heights that maybe he played at for a period of time in Indiana and then for one season in OKC, but still a damn good.
Au revoir, France.
All right, they're done. 2-1. Spain got him. Okay, and it really an unbelievable game. France came out in the first 10 minutes looking like they were going to score 10 goals, just bound and determined. And then they got one, and they sort of let off the gas. Spain scored two quick ones, and that's where we've been since the 25th minute, and that's your final. So they are on to the Euro 2024 final.
Yep.
Okay, do you want to get excited about the Mavs' new role player, what Kevin and Corey's guest a couple of weeks ago said about the guy from New Orleans? We've uncovered a gem here for you, and it's coming up next, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about what made news on the Mavs with Klay Thompson's press conference earlier today down there at the AAC. Here's Zach Wolchuk.
Well, we've got news on the All-Star game. Rafael Devers is going to skip the All-Star game due to lingering shoulder soreness, according to Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager. Now, what position does Rafael Devers play? Third base. Can we get a Josh Smith replacement in the All-Star game? I know Oriole fans are like, get Jordan Westberg in there. But no. Josh Smith, come on, MLB. Do the right thing. Put him in the All-Star game at his home stadium at Globe Life Field.
Save on the travel expenses.
Let's make it happen. Absolutely. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. I talked about this yesterday, and I know KMC asked us during the crosstalk, how many boneless wings could you eat in 38 minutes.
By the way, there's nothing better than seeing French soccer fans in distress right now.
Well, I mean, we're in the 87th minute.
They keep showing them. They are in distress right now.
I mean, they finally scored a goal in regulation.
Yeah, how about
that?
But
they might lose the game.
Yep. There we go.
They need an England-like miracle.
Hmm.
England's been very fortunate with some late goals here in this Euro. See if France can make it happen. Joey Jaws did it. The man of the people made it happen. He went to Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday, and he accomplished the 200 boneless wings challenge they put out there. So they will be extending their all-you-can-eat Monday and Wednesday deals to the 14th of August. He put down 200 wings in 38 minutes. Congratulations to Joey Jaws, one of the greatest eaters in the history of the world. And, of course, our American champion. A shame we didn't get to see him fight for the mustard belt, but he did do us a good deed. 200 wings in 38 minutes. Lucius, I know you're going to be partying with some Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Buffalo Wild Wings, but I can't eat that much. I like to savor my food and enjoy it, watch it, you know?
So in 38 minutes, like how many do you think you'd do? 10?
I can probably get like 15 down.
15?
Yeah.
With no beer. No beer.
With no beer.
Are you just not even trying?
Nah.
It's like,
he wants to savor and enjoy.
I'm dipping every one of them and everything, man. Yeah.
By the way, are you caught up with House of the Dragon?
Yeah.
I heard that was tremendous last night.
Oh, my goodness. God.
Yes.
What a fantastic show. The dragons.
We finally got, we need some dragons.
Yeah, House of the Dragon. We got some dragons.
We sure did. We sure did. Now, Team USA.
And plus, those little wings to get you full, man.
They will.
That's chicken, that's breast meat, that's white meat.
They're essentially like adult chicken nuggets.
I'm just saying one every minute.
I would like to see you do this.
I'll tell you what.
You're going to spend 30 seconds chewing one?
Yeah, but I think the thing about it is, though, like your Chick-fil-A, that platter thing.
Mm-hmm. Of nugs?
I can't tell you how many times I hovered over that thing and just nonstop. And so I kind of feel like it's the same thing, right?
Well, the Chick-fil-A nuggets, I think, are a little bit smaller than these boneless wings.
And I'm dipping those things in that Polynesian sauce.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a great dip. That's a great dip for the nuts.
So if you gave me the Polynesian, I'm going to pull a Lucius. I'm going to take the Polynesian sauce and put it on these Buffalo Wild Wings little things.
Yeah, mix it with mayo, Polynesian sauce and mayo together, and you make the little pink.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One a minute is possible. Absolutely.
So, okay, when we are out in Oxnard, Eric wants to do the bone-in wing deal.
Yeah.
We're going to do boneless wings for you.
Huh.
Let's just do simultaneous wing challenges.
Okay.
Let's make it happen.
I'll tell you, if I had a competitive eat, I'd do crab legs.
I know you would. I think, honestly, crawfish, you could punish several pounds of those.
I could do a lot of crawfish.
I would love to see that. Now, LeBron, we got Team USA rocking and rolling. LeBron was talking about, this is actually interesting. He was interviewed, I think, by Dave McMiniman, your doppelganger.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell Dave that. He'd probably be insulted.
He probably would be. He's going to be in his 23rd NFL or NBA season when this new deal's done with the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know what the number 23 means to him. I mean, Jordan's number, he's now wearing the number 23. So he was like, could this be your last contract that you ever signed? You're playing with Bronny. He's going to be, 42 years old by the time this thing gets done? Said, I can't, I'm not going to say yes, but it very likely could be the last contract that he ever signs. But Team USA voted on who is the best player, LeBron, at age 40. Best player, according to his teammates.
They're scared of
him. The Olympics. The quote, dude's 40 and he's the best player on the court. You think that's what it is?
They're scared of him.
They're too intimidated?
They're scared of him, yeah.
They don't want to say he's not the best player?
No, they don't want to be the one guy that gets, all of a sudden it leaks out that you voted against him. And then now it's kind of like dealing with the Swifties or the Beehives or any of those people.
The Swifties are coming after you right now.
Yeah. Are they? The Swifties?
No, they're not.
I'm sorry, man. And she seems very, she's got it together, right?
You'd probably, she's got it together, yeah.
I mean,
she's got it together, a lot of money.
Yeah, she's doing well, yeah.
Doing very well producer. For herself.
Yeah.
Good marketing.
Good producer, good marketing.
Yeah.
A little in the writing, though.
Got a good team.
A little shaky there. Speaking of writing, I mean, I think all you got to do is just put it into AI right now. Lucius has played a lot of good songs that we've heard that are AI generated. Here's the latest one. Somebody put in, can I get a country music Bucky's theme song? And this is what AI came up with.
I'm running low on fuel and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Bucky's and you all ready know I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money. Ooh, these toilets so dang clean. They make me wanna get some brisket and a sweet iced tea. I'm feeling perky off this jerky. Oh, I'm feeling green. Yeah, I might just have to work here. Do you know what I mean? It's a southern thing. Ain't no place for yuppie. So bring your buddies and all your money. That beaver's king.
We're doomed.
It's crazy.
We're doomed.
AI-generated Bucky's theme song. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I just can't believe a computer did that.
It's unbelievable. Yeah,
that's very clever.
Yeah, it is. Like 2-on-4, we're not going to have jobs soon.
That's exactly right.
It's true.
Thank you.
They're coming for us,
you
man.
Guys, good luck with you guys. I'm moving on.
Yeah, we're screwed. Yeah. Stephen A. Smith.
We're going to be like that planet Mandalorian that the AI and the robots just did everything for. They lived a life of leisure.
I saw, and we'll talk about the new All-Star Game foods that we're going to have at Globe Life Field when we go around the bases at 6 o'clock. But I saw Kennedy Landry, fellow LSU Tiger.
Go Tiger.
There's apparently like a robot that's making mixed drinks there at the stadium right now.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, cool.
Can they make the transfusion?
About these I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's
you
got to
figure that one out.
Yeah. I don't think they can make this transfusion quite like you.
Not like I can.
Very
that's better country music song.
I get like I get muscle spasms and it locks.
Oh, put it on broadest mode.
Yeah.
Get it. Stephen A. could earn $125 million in a new ESPN contract, according to a report.
Mm.
Can you believe this?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's
what the hell are we doing?
He's popular.
For him. But,
very popular.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
$125 million for Stephen A. Smith. And then finally, we wrap up the hodgepodge here. Paul George was dishing on his podcast about what went down in the contract negotiations with the Clippers, but also how close was he to becoming a Warrior? How would this have changed the landscape in the Western Conference and maybe the Mavs' ability to bring in Klay Thompson? Here's PG telling us all the details.
That deal was close to being done from what I was being, you know, told on the situation. You know, they was expressing like just how much they wanted me there, how I could have fit in perfectly with Draymond, Steph,
Klay probably would have stayed.
Kuminga, like Wiggins, they didn't know how or what package was going to be there to trade for me. But
was my favorite player still going to be there?
Looney,
yeah,
was Looney was going to be there, and so it was very intriguing, and you know it was still an opportunity to stay close to home, stay on the West Coast. And you know, it was a win-win. Like, I think Steph is a unicorn, one-of-one player, and Joel's a unicorn, one-of-one player. So it was kind of like a good situation to be in the middle of. But ultimately, like, the deal didn't go through. I think Clippers didn't want a certain trade deal that Warriors were willing to give. And, yeah, it just didn't happen.
And I think the Clippers were also like, we don't want to trade you to the Warriors. Understandably so.
Yeah.
But that would have made the Warriors a little more interesting. You add Paul George. Now, I don't think financially they still would have been able to keep Klay. And it seems like Klay was on his way out anyway. I still think the Mavs land him. But Paul George in the West with the Warriors would have been interesting. I'm very happy to see him in the East.
Absolutely.
With the Sixers.
Yeah. You know, that, I mean, I think so much of Paul George, he's the kind of player that could revitalize. I still think they would need some adjustments to their supporting casket. More skill in there. But, you know, that would be, you know, this is a big, big get for Philadelphia, but a big dodge bullet to get that player out of the Western Conference and back into the East where he can't threaten the Mavs, you know, like he has. I think maybe post-injury he never reached the MVP heights that maybe he played at for, you know, a period of time in Indiana and then for one season in OKC, but still a damn good.
Au revoir, France.
They're done. 2-1. Spain got them. Okay. And it really an unbelievable game. France came out in the first 10 minutes looking like they were going to score 10 goals, just bound and determined. And then they got one and they sort of let off the gas. Spain scored two quick ones. And that's where we've been since the 25th minute. And that's your final. So they are on to the Euro 2024 final.
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to get excited about the Mavs' new role player? What Kevin and Corey's guest a couple of weeks ago said about the guy from New Orleans. We've uncovered a gem here for you. And it's coming up next, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.